This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.
Today is Monday, October 28th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So I did do a little bit over the weekend. So after I recorded, actually, I can't remember if I did it after I recorded or before I recorded, but at some point, I recorded Throwing Down with Joe and Adam, or Adam and Joe, or whatever the name of that show is. And that went well. So we did that. We moved that to Saturday. Yeah. So I'm forgetting what I did. So I had a production issue at work, and I talked about that on Friday because I had to record late on Friday. Because I was still at work, like sitting on the floor under a Wi-Fi access point, talking to someone from help desk, trying to get a situation resolved. But and then on Saturday, so then I told Joe, I'm like, I don't know, because we were supposed to record about 6:30 p.m. my time. And I said, I'm not sure if I'm going to get in. And I didn't actually get in time to do that. I got in a little bit after that, but by then, I was tired, and I was like, I don't want to have to reschedule it again. We'll just do it on Saturday. So we decided to do it on Saturday. And so Saturday, I got up, and I wanted to accomplish two things on Saturday. I wanted to get my car fixed. Not fixed. I wanted to get the oil changed, because I'm about 5,000 miles overdue for an oil change. And I used to go when Mark used to do his. But he bought his new car at a different, not at the Nissan dealership in town that we used to go to together. And so he doesn't go there anymore when he does his stuff. And so I don't have like him to depend on to schedule whatever it is that we're doing. And I just haven't gone because I've been, like I've said a million times, I've been so busy. So I just haven't gone. And anyway, I wanted to accomplish that, and I wanted to finish mailing all of the Pride 48 stuff. I just wanted to get that done. It's been way too long, and I wanted to get it all done. I had porno DVDs, and I had a gnome or something from Australia, and I had greeting cards, and I had a gift card, and I had posters for people, and I had, I don't know, all kinds of stuff. Some game for Faye, I think. And I had emailed everyone and gotten their addresses, and I mailed part of the stuff. I want to say I mailed part of the stuff on Friday, but now I don't remember. And I decided I was going to mail the rest of it on Saturday. So I got up, took a shower right away. So I didn't dawdle around. I got up around 8:45 or something like that. I took a shower. And then I proceeded to box the things that I needed to box. And I had really hard things to box, like Tim in Alaska had painted a painting. Well, it's not a standard size. And so there's no box that's the size of that painting. And I had to basically take a box and cut it and then tape it around the piece of art. And that was difficult. And then I didn't have any short boxes. All my boxes, even the small ones, were fairly tall. And there wasn't enough stuff to fill them up. So I ended up putting the stuff for Faye and the stuff for Good Humor Penguin in a regular small like packing box like we used when we moved. But then I cut down the sides and then folded it over and like made it a smaller height. And that worked pretty well, but it took me about 45 minutes to get all the boxes packed that I needed to do and get everything loaded in the car. And then Mark went with me and we mailed the stuff, and it cost like almost $15 to mail a poster to Turnip Head because it's in Canada. That poster is probably a 50-cent poster, and he deserves a thank you for helping out and doing the suit stuff that he does. He works really hard and puts a lot into the store and everything else. So, I mean, he deserves $15. But I just found it very amusing that a 50-cent poster costs like $15 to mail. I mean, that's when you take into the account the cost of the tube that I bought to mail it in, and then the cost of the actual postage. But I did that, and then after I did that, we went to our restaurant of the week, and we had a good brunch at a place called, now I don't remember, Oven and Tap in Bentonville. And we had a really good banana bread with salted honey butter on it for like an appetizer, and it was a brunch thing, so I had steak and eggs and crispy potatoes, or as Pioneer Woman says, potatoes. And then I think Mark had meatballs and sourdough toast or something. And then we had donuts and a coffee dipping sauce for a dessert. And we both had a mimosa, and it was really good. And so then I came back home and we hung out. We were watching Ellen DeGeneres all afternoon. And Ellen, she signed another contract for 3 years. And I shouldn't care, but she makes millions of dollars a year. Okay? Millions. Like 23, probably more, 60, I don't know. Millions. And this season, all of a sudden, she has had a guest host every Friday for the entire season. And I find that to be irresponsible and lazy. I would never have a go-up. I do this 5 days a week, and I don't get paid millions of dollars. And I don't bring in Twitch or Dax Shepard or what's the guy's name from Will and Grace? I can't remember. I don't bring them in to guest host my show on Fridays. So apparently, even though she has a three-year contract now until 2022, something like that, apparently she didn't say this, but every Friday this season she's been gone. And it's not because she's been sick or anything like that. She's just been gone. And I don't know. So I feel a little bit slighted by Ellen that she's doing that, and she makes so much money. She can do five shows a week, I feel like. But, you know, what am I? Who am I? I don't know. So we watched Ellen, and then I recorded Throwing Down with Joe, and I got two compliments. I believe it was two compliments in the chat room for Throwing Down. Two different people saying they had started listening to Geeky Gay. I believe one of them was Dean. So Dean, if you're listening, thank you so much. And I honestly don't, I'm sorry, person. I should remember who the other person is, and I don't. But I love all of you people that are in the Throwing Down chat room. And you guys have been great to me. It's been a lot of fun, and I look forward to continuing it. Now, anyone who listens to Geeky Gay and doesn't know what Throwing Down is, if you wanted to listen to it, you do have to be an Afterthought Media Patreon supporter, because it's bonus content. So, I'm going to have to ask Joe, like, what the website is or something to go to. It's probably patreon.com/afterthoughtmedia, but I'm not sure about that. If you go to mixlr.com, mixlr.com/afterthoughtmedia, that's the chat room and the live stream for that. So, I did that, and then Mark and I had, we went to a Cirque du Soleil type show that is a traveling one called Paranormal Cirque. And I'll talk about that more. I think I'll talk about that more on tomorrow's episode to give myself some content. But I did want to read an email. It's a very short email that I got from a listener. And this listener is named, well, it's signed Fake Orgasm and the British Invasion. And I don't know if this person wants me to give their name. I won't. But I will say, it says, and the Mister enjoy your installments of the Geeky Gay podcast, Love from Leeds, Fake Orgasm, and the British Invasion. Well, thank you so much. I guess you guys were listening. I was just in London. If I didn't know, I mean, I should have had a meetup for my British listeners. I love British people, by the way. I love British guys. They are my favorite, along with uncut dicks. So, you know. All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and end it here. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, just like Fake Orgasm and the British Invasion, at adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.